Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. Federal law, Title 18, Section 2071 reads, A, whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys, or attempts to do so, or with intent to do so, takes and carries away any record, proceeding, map, book, paper, document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or officer of any court of the United States, or in any public office, or with any judicial or public officer of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. And B, whoever, having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. So, by law, not some right-wing conspiracy, Hillary Clinton cannot legally hold any public office, especially the President of the United States. She committed a crime. That should land her in jail, not the White House, when she chose to use her private email server while the Secretary of State. That was her first criminal violation under this section of law. Once her criminal handling of national security was brought forth publicly, she committed her second crime by destroying these documents with her delete button. Why would she do this, and how can she possibly defend her actions? Hillary Clinton must believe she is above the law. The correspondence the Secretary of State deals with on a daily basis is classified. The United States of America has the highest technology available to protect our sensitive information. They have firewall after firewall in place to keep our system safe from computer hackers. Hillary Clinton willfully chose to break the law by using her private email server. We now know that this private server was hacked. It amazes me that people are endorsing her for president. The Democratic Party needs to nominate a different candidate. I don't know why the Attorney General is refusing to bring charges against Hillary Clinton. The law should not be political. This goes for both sides of the aisle. I personally believe that most of the Republicans running for president would lose to Hillary Clinton. It scares me that the person who will probably be our next president not only disrespects the law, but is guilty of crimes that should send her to prison. The Republicans appear to be headed to another nomination of a rich white guy. They don't have a clue as to how to market a candidate. In today's era of instant information, the rich white guy is the villain who made his money at the expense of the poor. He isn't given any respect or credit for building his fortune with hard work and determination. There must be something wrong with someone who has that much money. Success is no longer something to admire. For some reason, the media will completely overlook the vast fortune accumulated by the Clintons and will only focus on the finances of the Republican candidate. The campaign to become the president of the United States is nothing more than a popularity contest. Hillary Clinton, even though she is a criminal who belongs in prison, will be our next president if the Republicans nominate Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or Jeb Bush. The Republicans need to look at this from a marketing standpoint and realize it's not the most qualified, but the most electable candidate should be their nominee. Marco Rubio would beat Hillary Clinton. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.